Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Mamo. What's up, Macaulay?
What's up, man?
Hey, good talking to you and the fans on the show. You know, we talk sports and entertainment and everything else. You know the deal, guys. The number is, of course, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189.
Okay.
It's entertainment and everything else.
And we have a caller right now. I don't know if you want to wait or talk to him right now.
Let's go right into it. We'll talk. Of course, Mets, Yankees, the Knicks news, football news, and of course, sports entertainment. But hello, caller. What's your name?
Chandra.
Hey, what's up, Chandra? How you doing?
Fine.
What would you like to talk about on the show?
Hi, Macaulay.
Hey, what's up? How's it going? I didn't even notice your voice.
Hi.
How's it going? I thought it was someone else.
So what did you call to talk about?
Wrestling.
Hello?
Chandra?
I said wrestling.
Oh, you said wrestling? All right. So what would you like to talk about wrestling?
About AJ and that guy.
Which one? CM Punk and Daniel
Living
Bryan?
Color. Yeah. Yeah. Them.
Yeah, they have probably the biggest storyline in WWE right now.
AJ is so cute, isn't she?
Yeah, I don't know. But it's funny how you mentioned that. Tonight is the pay-per-view event, Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
The title is gonna, the WWE title is gonna be on the line. CM Punk, the WWE champion, versus.
So you guys saw when she slapped CM Punk and Daniel Bryan.
What about the CM Punk and Daniel Bryan?
When her slapping them. You guys didn't see that?
Oh yes, right.
Oh yeah.
Right, that was at the end of Raw. Yeah, right, exactly. They're gonna have the match finally, and AJ is the special guest referee, and
she's
of course
little,
Daniel
she's
Bryan.
AJ is a little kooky, you know.
She's crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah, she is. She definitely is.
I said cookie. It sounds like I'm talking about a cookie.
Yeah, she sure is. But you got to give her credit. She's probably the most
Somebody
popular
send her to the King County Behavioral Health Center.
What did you say?
Somebody please send her to Kings County Behavioral Health Center.
She's a nurse. But yeah, you gotta give her credit. The gimmick is working. I mean, she's the most popular character, female diva, you know, since Mickie James when she left.
You guys saw when she said yes.
That makes her so cute when she does that.
Yeah, that is funny. Yeah,
William
totally
will hook you up. Don't worry.
Oh, man.
But William has to hook himself up first, though.
What was that? What did you say?
William got to hook himself up first.
That's true.
And while he's done, he could help me out, too.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Only how the host is gay.
Yeah, very funny.
You can tell by his
voice. Yeah, it's very funny.
Everybody knows he likes nuts.
Oh, okay, you got jokes now. Okay, very funny. You
I know him for 22 years, so I know.
You got jokes now. Is there anything serious you want to talk about?
That was serious.
You got jokes, all right, very funny.
But I think tonight, I think AJ will screw both Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. I don't think she's going to pick either one.
You don't think so? But she's the special guest referee, so she has to choose.
I think she won't choose. I think there's going to be some kind of something that causes like a draw or double count out or something. There's going to be something wacky that happens.
Definitely. Definitely.
Or someone interferes, Kane interferes, you know, who knows.
Well, you have a point there, because there is no, it's not a disqualification match, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, you're totally right. You know what, and then I'll push it to SummerSlam.
Yep.
Announcement to make.
Okay.
All the gay guys listening right now, William is not gay.
Okay. Thanks for that newsflash. I think I knew that all my life. Thank you very much. Not that there's any problem with that, but seriously.
Not helping.
But what was I saying? Anything else you thinking about the Money in the Bank or any sports stuff you'd like to talk about?
When A-Rod kissed Mariano Rivera in the mouth.
A-Rod? When A-Rod
what? What did he get in his mouth?
A-Rod what?
When he kissed Rivera in the mouth.
Yeah, that was like years ago. That was kind of old there. That's an old story. That's like, what, 08 or so?
And Will Smith grabbed A-Rod's balls.
Okay, come on. Let's clean it over here. Let's clean it. Let's keep it PG, okay.
Wait, is this iMac?
I know, that was great. This is the most hanging show ever, episode ever. This is easily the funniest episode we've had ever. Anything else before, I let you go?
No, I have nothing else to say.
Right,
have fun,
thanks,
you guys.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for being on the show. You were, very entertaining.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks, Sean.
Feel free to call in.
All right.
Next time.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye. All right, folks, this is Sports Urban Legend. Anything happens. Guess we'll, stick with the topic. I guess we'll stick with WWE and change it up a little bit, and then we'll talk about a little MLB.
Certainly.
The caller just was mentioning the CM Punk story, and Daniel Bryan. As of right now, it looks like it's going to come to an end tonight. But as Macaulay just mentioned, recapping a little bit here. There might be
caller.
Oh, what did you say?
There is a caller.
I can hear you.
There is a caller.
Who is this?
What?
Another caller.
Oh,
my name is
That's good.
Bob.
Hey, Bob, what's going on?
I'm doing fine.
All right. What would you like to talk about? The Mets lost today. They got swept by the Braves.
The Mets were my favorite team.
Is it Chandra again?
No! No!
Is it?
I said my name is Bob. Hello.
Well, Bob, what is your thoughts about the Mets losing 6-1 and being swept by the Braves?
The Mets are always swept by somebody.
I can see you're a very optimistic Mets fan.
That's nothing new.
What were you saying?
That's nothing new.
Yeah, I see you truly believe in the you gotta believe mantra.
No, I don't. I told you they suck. My name is Bob. My name is Bob Bob. My name is Bob Bob Bob.
Thank you, Bob Bob. Thank you, Bob. You seem a little bit too happy for a Mets loss, but good luck with you, Bob.
What happened in that game, though?
The Mets, they got swept. They lost 6-1, Santana. He didn't have a good game. Dan Worthen, the pitching coach, got ejected because he felt the strike zone for the Braves. And Ben Sheets on the mound wasn't the same as when Santana was pitching, so he got ejected.
You said he got ejected?
Yeah, the pitching coach got ejected.
Oh.
Because he was arguing balls and strikes, the same strikes that they got for the Mets was in the they were arguing the same balls and strikes, and of course in baseball that's a huge no-no, talking balls and strikes. So he got ejected, and what else was I gonna say? That was Santana. Pretty much Mets, the day before that, R.A. Dickey had another bad start. And And what was I going to say? Ari Dickey had a bad start. He got the no decision again. Mets, of course, fell 8-7 to the Braves. And then prior to that, Mets lost another game Friday night to start the second half of the season. And, that's just pretty much the Mets are playing the exact opposite of what you want the Mets to play starting the season. So Mets are still look a little jet lag after the All-Star game, which the National League won 8-0, biggest lopsided win of All-Star games. What was your thoughts about that? Ari Dickey, he pitched in the sixth instead of the first. What was your thoughts about the whole All-Star game experience?
Well, I thought, I thought Ari Dickey deserved to start the game, but Tony La Russa thought otherwise, I guess, because, a lot of these knuckleballs, they don't get respect, because they, the knuckleball is seen around baseball as a junk pitch, so, yeah. I guess that's the main reason he didn't start because, some people and some coaches, managers around baseball take the pitch seriously and pitchers who throw it seriously. But Dickey's a knuckleball. It's a different type of knuckleball. It's a hard knuckle. So, and he's been – this season he's used it effectively. I mean, the guy is, 10 – he was 10-2 before the All-Star break or something like that?
Right.
And
yes, 10-1.
10-1. And
actually, 12-1 because 12-1 because he didn't he got no decision Saturday. So he's 12-1.
Well, no, I'm talking about before the All-Star break. So
yeah, he was 12-1 before the All-Star break.
Oh, 12-1. Okay. Well, he should have started. This is his best season, and I know what's his name in San Francisco.
Matt Cain,
I know he threw a perfect game.
Perfect game, right,
yeah. This season, but, still, Ari Dickey's having a better season, and I thought he should have started because of that.
I totally agree with you. The whole excuse that Tony La Russa gave made no sense. I mean, he was saying that how, he felt like Buster Posey, never caught a knuckleballer. He might not be able to catch him.
Yeah.
But he felt that, it would put the National League in a danger. And but then again, he brought him in the sixth and made him face Carlos Ruiz, who never caught a knuckleballer in the major league. I believe he caught a knuckleballer in AAA, but he never caught a knuckleballer in the big leagues. And I just felt kind of weird that he's pitching to a Phillies catcher, giving all his secrets and stuff like that to the
Phillies catcher. Yeah, that is strange.
And Dickey was also on David Letterman. What was I gonna say? He was on David Letterman, and David Letterman came up with a good excuse. He was like saying probably La Russa, didn't want to give the fans a better experience or something like that. He was saying some joke like that. I forgot how he worded it, but he was pretty much saying the excuse why he didn't put, Ari Dickey in the first instead of the sixth is because, he didn't want the fans to have a good experience. and he said right into the camera, like 5 seconds after he said that. I mean, it's true. I mean, it really made no sense. I mean, you're supposed to put the best guy, period. Russo just didn't want to admit that he thinks the knuckleball is a gimmick. That's all he had to say. He don't believe in the pitch, but he's trying to come up with some ridiculous reasoning for why he did, and it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I totally deserve it. He deserves to start. But nonetheless, I mean, the National League still won, but that didn't really affect the outcome of the game, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and, of course, your former player, Melky Cabrera, he was the MVP. I mean, it was like the American League versus the San Francisco Giants or something.
Yeah.
I mean, Sandoval knocked in a big three run. I think it was a triple, three run triple, which of course he the Giants fans outvoted the baseball fans and including the Mets fans, and Sandoval was the starter for at third base, but you know what, he came through, so you know, got to give the guy credit. Lucky Cabrera hit a big two-run home run, and the weirdest thing of the play is while he was running second, he was trying to high-five Cano on the opposing team, and Cano just played him. What's that all about? I mean, this game is supposed to count. I mean, this is buddy-buddy, you know. You know what I'm saying? Imagine if Cano would have shook his hand. That would have been like a crazy spot for him.
It would have been crazy.
That would have been like, what the heck? What is going on here? This is supposed to be a competitive game. I thought this counts. I guess he must have thought, you know, it would have been reminiscent of Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa when Mark McGwire, set the record.
The home run.
And then Sammy Sosa is, like, high-fiving him and hugging him while he's doing it against, Sosa's own Cubs team, and they're celebrating during the game. I mean, it's like, come on.
They're weird.
What the heck is that all about, man?
Strange.
But, switching gears to your team, the Yankees played well, except for today. They won 2 out of 3, but they fell today by the score of 10-0. And tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah, the Angels escaped with a win today. The Yankees had a chance to sweep them, but Nova didn't have the best. And they gave up a pair of home runs. Weaver didn't look like he had his best stuff either. He gave up 3 home runs.
Right.
Entering the game, he only gave up 5. So, you know, today he gave up 3. So that was a lot for him. And, but he managed to keep the team, his team in the game. And come the ninth inning, the Yankees had a chance to tie or win the game. They knocked out the Angels closer. What's his name? Ernesto
Carmona?
No. Ernesto Friary.
That's a pitcher, my fault.
Friary, I think, is his closing name. And before entering his game, the closer didn't allow a run, but Yankees scored 2 runs off of him with the Teixeira 2-run home run. And then Sosa took him out of the game and brought in, what's his name? I think it was Scott Downs. Got down to a walk and a run, and then the bases are loaded for A-Rod, who had a chance to win it or tie it, but he popped out, and Angels end up winning the game today 10-8, and they win 2 out of 3. But Yankees still had a chance to win this game, but unfortunately, we can't win them all, you know.
Yep, you're absolutely right about that.
Yep.
But most importantly, you guys won the series, and you guys are still on top.
Yeah, I mean, the Yankees, I think this is the best all-around Yankee team I've seen since the 2009. I think they're better than the 2009 team. I think they're much better defensively this time around.
Yeah, definitely. Teixeira only has, like, 1 error or so?
Yeah, they don't commit that many errors. I mean, the outfield, they're fantastic. Granderson had some good defensive plays in the outfield today, saving a few runs. Andrew Jones is looking like this is 1996.
Yeah.
Swisher's been playing a good outfield, like Banez, you know, so we're pretty good defensively, and offensively, you know, we bash teams with the home run. So we're looking good. I like where we stand right now.
Definitely. Back to the Knicks. Talking Knicks here. They made some major moves this week. They acquired Camby, of course, in a sign-in trade.
Yeah. But before you go into that, I just want to talk. I've one more baseball point, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
I saw one of the craziest things last night on ESPN, on ESPN highlights. Did you see this Dodger loss last night?
No, I don't think I did. Refresh my. Oh wait, I think I know what you're talking about. Is that the delayed steal and then error or something like that?
Yes. The Dodgers were one strike away from winning last night. And the pitcher, Kenley Jansen, he's the count was 2-2. And he, for some reason, he didn't call timeout. And he started to, like, you know, kick, he started to kick the dust, you know, kick the mound to dislodge some dirt off his shoe.
Right.
And I forget who was at third base. I think it was Cabrera, I think his last name is. And he saw that Jansen wasn't paying attention, so he went ahead and stole home plate. And then another run came in after Jansen got the ball back and threw an error to the catcher. And two runs ended up scoring, and the Padres ended up winning the game 7-6. So the Dodgers winning the game, they end up losing by by one of the wackiest plays you'll ever see in baseball.
Man. I do remember seeing that now that you mention it. Man, crazy.
I've never seen anything like that.
It's sports, man. It's like, it don't matter how many times you watch sports, something new always happens.
That reminds me of that 2006 NLDS game versus you guys when they got two runs thrown out.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes, I remember that. When LaDuca got both runners out. I think it was Sean Green who got the ball. And then he threw home and Paul LaDuca he got like one person out, and then afterwards the other person he turned around and he tagged that was the person who was coming home, he tagged him out too.
Wow.
That was like game one of the NLCS against the Dodgers, which Dodgers swept. That
Dodgers are always involved in these Looper kind of games.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, talking about some crazy moves here. The Knicks, as you know, they got Camby, they got Jason Kidd, and now apparently, looks like Knicks are not gonna go after Linsanity right now. I mean, they still have up until Tuesday to make a decision, and of course, next week we'll fill you in on what they did. But as of right now, there's a rumors that Knicks. Acquired Raymond Felton, the former Knick, and of course a Knick favorite, former Knick favorite, Kurt Thomas, aka Crazy Eyes, man. Now that you think about it, a lot of, you know, the Knicks are getting a lot of old veterans, but I mean guys who are tough, you know, guys who played on the Knicks in the 90s and early 2000s. And I don't know. I mean, I'm a huge supporter of Lin coming back. I hope he comes back. I hope there's some way we can get all these guys and just, you know, brawl with everybody in the Atlantic and in the NBA. But I don't know. I mean, I think it's a good move. I mean, I like the move. I hope there's some way we can still keep Linsanity. But I think the reason why they're not going to keep Linsanity is, one, I guess they feel betrayed that, you know, he they gave him a shot and, you know, that he's leaving for the most money. But I think the other reason, probably the more legitimate reason would be, is that if they do retain Lin, that gets them out of the Chris Paul sweepstakes in a couple of years.
The Knicks have to ask themselves at the end of the day, is Lin worth $28 million? And if they do match the Rockets' offer in Lin's third year, he's going to be making $15 million, and that's going to hurt the Knicks in salary cap penalty. So,
oh yeah,
I don't know if the Knicks want to do that now.
Yeah, and I'm guessing you like the Lin and Thomas trade as well.
I like the Felton and Thomas trade. Yeah, I thought Felton was a great with us.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
When he was here, he had his best season. I mean, 17 points in, I think 8 assists a game while
exactly.
he was here. So, I heard last year he had some weight issues. So I hope he gets back in shape and plays good.
Get motivated. Yeah, I think so. I totally agree with you. And you know, Kurt Thomas, you know, he improved that with his jump shot as he got older. You know, you're going to have a tough, gritty guy off the bench, along with his former teammate, Camby. And there's news that Knicks have like three of the top five guys, the oldest guys in the NBA. And there's rumors that maybe they might even add on to it and have four out of the five oldest guys in the game.
Wow.
And that guy would be a guy who's been rumored, along with Kidd and Nash, who, of course, went to the Lakers. The guy who I'm talking about is a former All-Star, Grant Hill. There's rumors that, you know, he's going to come here, Lakers, Heat. And apparently his wife, you know, the singer, Tamia, wants him to come to New York.
I wouldn't mind. But all these old guys, man, it's like we're going to be running a retirement home or something.
This becomes the New York ERP, right? Hopefully these guys still have game. You know, I'm for it, you know. Let's be coming for the veteran minimum. So, I mean, as long as you're not counting on these guys to, you know, be their old school self and, you know, have some spurts that they can score like, you know, like they did back in the days in 2000, then fine. But, you know, as long as you make them play some, you know, hits here and there and, you know, help the team out with their leadership, you know, I think it's a good move.
Yeah, I do too.
And, oh, speaking of Knicks, new Knicks, Jason Kidd was arrested for having a DUI.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
I mean, he got to get his act together. This is not a good start to start your Knicks career.
Yeah, come on, man, you're 39 years old.
I know, for real.
Stop doing young guy stuff.
I know, man. He could have seriously hurt himself or endangered somebody else. So you got to get his act together and try to contribute to hopefully getting this Knicks to win their third championship.
Yeah, let your son TJ Kidd get the DUIs.
Well, let's hope not, but switching gears here. The Drew Brees, he gets a huge contract by the Saints.
Yep.
5 years, $100 million. I think $60 million is guaranteed.
Yep.
Former Super Bowl champion, you know, they have to line that guy up. I mean, he's the man on the team.
He's one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. They definitely deserve it.
No doubt about it, man. Kudos to the Saints, you know, for locking up their guy. And talking football, now college football, you know, the Penn State thing, the story gets crazier and crazier by the moment. They officially confirmed that Joe Paterno, he's been, you know, it's a fact now that, you know, he covered up for his former assistant, Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, as we all know, that's pretty, disgraceful what happened. You know, he should have never covered his mouth, you know, about what was going on.
Yeah, I read some of that free report online, and, man, some of the things in it is very disgusting and very tragic.
Yeah, it is.
Because they let this guy keep coming back to the facility. Even after the first incident of him, showering with a 12-year-old kid in there, so, I mean, there's no justification for that.
There is none. There is seriously no justification for that. It's really messed up. Hopefully, you know, this guy will never see the light of day. Well, you know, he's locked up for good, and no kid, you know, will have to go through what those victims went through.
Yeah, now he will be molested, just like he did to the kids.
Well, hopefully justice is served, and, you know, hopefully the guys who, most of them are grown up now, you know, they can, you know, get on, you know, with the rest of their life. Because, you know, happening to them is seriously no joke. But switching gears back again to WWE, Who you think's gonna win the WWE Championship? CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan.
And I think CM Punk's gonna retain the title some way, shape, or form.
Yep, I totally agree. I think CM Punk will retain, and like you alluded to earlier, CM Punk will retain due to disqualification. Somebody interferes in the match, or AJ hits both of them with a chair or something. Something crazy is going to happen. And then this will set up the last of the duel at WrestleMania. I mean, not WrestleMania, SummerSlam.
SummerSlam, yeah.
And Charlie Sheen, he drops out of Twitter, so he won't be the social media ambassador at the Raw 2000 that's coming up on the 23rd.
Is it confirmed that he's not?
Well, he quits Twitter. He quit Twitter, I think, either today or yesterday. So,
right.
I don't know if he's going to... They were counting on him to tweet throughout the show, so... Unless if he's going to use another form of media, like Facebook or MySpace or something like that, then... I guess they can count him out of doing that now.
He couldn't wait to do, like, cancel right after?
Yeah, he could have did that. I mean, yeah, a couple of days wouldn't have hurt him. But, hey, that's what happened. You know, when you rely on celebrities, you know, some of them might think they're too big for it, or they change their mind for some reason. You know, that's just the way it is. What's your thoughts on Sheamus versus Alberto Del Rio for the title, for the World Heavyweight title?
I think Sheamus will retain it.
Yeah, I think Sheamus is going to win it also.
Yeah, Sheamus is going to do that.
And lastly, before we go, who do you think is going to win the Money at the Bank for both the Raw and SmackDown? My pick is Cena, well, for the obvious reasons. Cena always wins, I mean, except if he's facing The Rock.
Yeah, I think Cena will win the Raw and the SmackDown.
Yeah, that's the tougher one. That is definitely the tougher one. I think it's going to be between Damian Sandow or Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, I think Sandow's going to win it.
I think I think it's Sandow or Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
I don't think Tyson Kidd will win. I mean, it would be a big opportunity for him, but I don't think they... And Tensai, man, I don't think they'll waste money in the bank on him. I mean, he's built as a monster anyway, so...
Yeah.
Having him with that, I mean, it's just, I don't know, that'd be overkill.
I think Sandow will win it.
Yeah, you know what, I'll, man, I guess I have to choose one or the other. What the heck, I think Sandow will win, but I'll pick Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes and Cena. Money in the Bank winner. Well, I guess that's about it. You have anything you'd like to talk about?
No, nothing else. Have a good day.
All
right. Enjoy your barbecues. I know a lot of barbecues going on, and
hopefully Knicks get win, but things don't look bright right now.
Yeah, it sure doesn't, man. Hope they could get Lynn, but that pretty much is going to take away our flexibility.
Yep.
I want to thank you all for listening to the show. I want to thank the caller, Chandra, for coming on the show, providing, entertaining stories and questions. and of course, I can't do the show without you guys. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of the Hudson.